Okay, on that particular.
Already put a recommendation, there's not been.
Okay.
We have no motion that was voted on.
We already put a recommendation on the table.
Well, that's what I'm trying to explain to you here. We are not going to vote on any overtime at this meeting.
I believe that you have to call for a roll call for that kind of a motion.
Okay.
I believe you wanted to withdraw that motion because we decided to, with Trustee Alex's recommendation, at this point in time, we will use our chief as well as our lieutenant to fill in any gaps. Meanwhile, they will be able to get with you to see what we can afford if we need overtime. And so therefore, the motion was going to be dropped, withdrawn.
Thank you.
Yeah, there is nothing to be voted on. That's what I'm trying to say.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. Okay, so where were we at here? So we got that taken care of. And we had a motion to replace the officer he had with. And I'd like to have you vote on that motion now.
Ari. I believe, sir, that would be a resolution.
It's just background check.
It was a motion to allow the chief to do a background check.
And Ari put the motion on the table. We need a second.
I don't know. Is that just a motion, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah, it was just Ari said he seconded a motion to allow the police chief.
But there was never a motion.
So we have a second, Mr. Alex.
Ari put it on the table.
Okay.
Ari put the motion. I can't do a roll call until I have a second. Ari accepted, put the motion on the table. I need a second for the chief to do background checks to replace one full-time officer. Background checks only. So I need a second.
Okay. I had a request and Mr. Alex seconded. Is that correct?
No, that Byron put it on the table. You discussed it, sir. Ari put it on there and accepted it, led with it. We need a second. Is what we need now.
I will second it, Trustee Fleshman.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Do you need a roll or not?
Yes. So, Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is there anything further, Chief?
No, sir. I think we covered pretty much as the board could handle.
Okay. Alrighty. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Okay, we got here. Fire Department Chief Welch, are you available, Chief Welch?
Yes, I am here.
Okay.
How's everybody?
Would you go ahead with yours, sir?
Yes, I will. I got a few different things to talk about. Number one is just basically our staffing levels. I got three guys that just turn in their resignations. So that would be Parker Kettler turn in a resignation, Nicholas Markham turn in a resignation, and Greg Parks turn in a resignation. So that puts us at 30 guys. One more than we're at our targeted number, and trust me, we're going to be hiring here real soon. I have about five more guys leaving. I just want the board to know. That means that we're moving forward and trying to do the best with what we got. So far, you know, I talked to everybody in between that long break between meetings. We have moved our engine company down to Frank Road. So right now there is an engine running out of Frank Road. I moved both medics up to 192s on Sullivan just to try to keep the continuity and try to keep equipment staff. Although I think that's going to be very short-lived. I'm watching the numbers closely, and it's just not working out. So I'm assuming within the next week or so, an engine and medic down at 193s on Frank Road, and there will just be a medic at one Sullivan Avenue location. I just wanted to bring that up to the board, let you know where your staffing is at and what we're doing. And Any comment?
Thank you, Chief, for taking the time and trying to do diligence on what's going to be best for the service to the township.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can with what we got, and we're doing a little experimenting, so we can say we tried everything, and this is what we came up with.
Yeah.
Moving on.
When do you expect your big drop on another five leaving?
Well, I got about three of them in the holding pattern. Probably in February they'll leave. We can only see one more. So after that, we'll have to get a list together and start hiring to maintain the 29 firefighter number.
Okay.
We're moving forward. We're going to start holding interviews here shortly and establish a list so we're being proactive and ahead of the losses.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Another thing I wanted to bring up to the board is during all this, and plus with our audit that's going on through the state, the state auditor does not like the building department intertwined with the fire department. In 2020, we did not bill the building department, usually about $50,000 for Todd services, just to avoid any red flags on the audit. And be personally honest with you, Todd needs to get away from the building department altogether. Their solution was for him to keep track of his hourly duties, putting towards the building department, and that's just not feasible. I mean, going around tracking every hour what you do 40 hours a week that's a lot.
Cool.
You know, that takes hours on itself. So be honest with the board to start thinking about getting Todd away from the building department. I don't know what your solutions are going to be, but it's just too intertwined, and we're coming into red flags with the auditor.
Okay.
Chief Welch, would you like me to comment on that?
Absolutely.
The new assistant fiscal officer will be able to do all of the office type activities that were being done, so that is not going to be a problem. He or she will be taking the plans, taking the payments, permits for them, and will be transporting or making sure they get delivered to the architects of Tool and Associates and so forth, and got back and storage. So the fire department would only need to do what they would do normally for any inspection. They'll do the inspection part, I assume.
Yeah.
Mr. Welch or Chief Welch, would that then put you another person back on company?
No, Todd will still do his fire department duties, the inspections and fire investigations, although I do want him to move up with me. Now that 192 is getting vacated pretty much, we'll have an office up there. He could assist me doing my duty. I'm so swamped from day to day, it's crazy. So
I'm sure you are. You and I, last week when we talked a few minutes there, I mentioned I'm going to try to swing over and see here in the next. I don't guess you got any real good time for me to see you, but I want to meet the other gentleman that had taken Charles Adams' place and so forth. And
nobody took his place.
Yep. Yeah. And maybe you and I guess maybe talk for 30 minutes or so and see if we can brainstorm a little bit. You've got the problem. It's big, that's for sure. So, but I do want to get over and see here possibly maybe Tuesday or so of next week there and talk a few minutes, okay?
Yeah, just stop on in, sure.
Okay. And that's about all I have there. I didn't know you were going to be that squeezed for people right now.
Yeah, I just need the board to start thinking about what you're going to do with the building department and how you're going to manage it and how you're going to do everything with it. But I really do need
Now, that part of it was already in the planning there, so we can probably handle that fairly easy. So more of a person power that I'm going to be concerned about, I guess, and probably you too, you know. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
One other thing I don't have on the agenda is I talked with fiscal today, and we're going to have a lot higher carryover than what was projected. The numbers are finally starting to be clear, and that's through Jeff and Mary. And I want to start speccing out another medic. Right now I got a 2010 Heavy Duty International as a backup, and that thing has cost about $15,000 for 2020. It's time for it to go. So I'd like to start with a new medic.
Yep. Yep.
I'll just work with fiscal, make sure the numbers are solid, but in the in between time, we're going to contact the vendor and start going over state bid stuff and things like that, if that's okay with the board.
Yeah. Sounds fine to me, Jim.
Okay.
On those medics, I forgot, how long does it normally take to get one of those in? I can't remember now. It's been a while.
Oh, it's going to take 8 months at least. I don't know how backed up they are right now.
Yeah, that's what I figured. It'd take a while. I knew it was a long time, but I didn't know it'd be, you know, exactly what to look for. Okay, thank you.
That's all.
Is there anything else we need to talk about tonight?
No, that's all I have.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman,
does anyone else have anything for Jim? Well, brief.
Mr. Chairman. Chief, is that also going to be on the same program that we have went to that's been working out really well? It works like a lease program?
Well, you know, talking with Jeff Wilczek today, I think we'll be able to pay cash for it.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, if I can, even though that we're able to pay cash for it, the program that came into play that we did before works like a lease where we're 3 years, and then if we have the option to keep it if we wanted to for a small fee. The fact that it comes with a 3-year warranty and then we just exchange those out and that one would end up being a backup one, would that not be the better way than to just lay cash out for it?
Well, it's not exactly a lease. I know what that is. That terminology is to get around the 3-year ORC rule that the trustees are allowed to take out loans for. So they call it a lease to purchase. So you can finance it for 5 years on a lease, and then it's yours at the end. It's not technically, it is technically a lease, but it's not.
Okay, gotcha. So by us being able to pay cash for it, we would not have the $6,000 or $7,000 in interest over the period of 3-4 years.
You're exactly right. There's only about 1% to 2% interest last time I checked.
Okay. Yeah.
Jim Welch?
Okay.
Chief Welch? Yeah. That's called a capital lease when you're basically you paid for 3 years and then it's yours. That's a capital lease.
Okay. I know the other big items we purchased, like those medics are 5-year contracts, and the fire truck, I believe, was the same. Maybe it's a 4-year. Is that still capital?
Anytime that you're buying it and your payments end up purchasing it for like a dollar at the end, it's called a capital lease. It's just a way of financing in a sense.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Chief, if I may, would it not be better to do a capital lease and then instead of paying cash, and then we would look at possibly being able to fund making sure that we have enough firefighters?
Let me add that there is a cost to those capital leases. There are fees.
Correct. But what I'm saying is, we're in a situation where we're protecting our residents of the township. Instead of taking, is it approximately $300,000 for that medic, correct, Chief?
It's going to be about $250,000, yeah.
So out of $250,000, if we did that on a lease program, that we would be able to at least put one extra firefighter on the streets out of that money and still make the payments. Would that be correct?
I'd have to check with fiscal, and you know, long term versus short term, and hiring somebody on a short term basis isn't good practice. So basically I'd have to see the numbers to see how that would actually work out if we diverted funds. Oh, I'm all for it. That's no problem at all. It seems like it's less punishing, but you know,
I would like to see the numbers both directions, because granted, if we may, I understand that being able to pay cash and et cetera, but it doesn't do any good to have a brand new piece of equipment if we don't have the manpower to be in it. So right. I would like to see, if we're normally paying, I believe, $30,000 a year for payments,
mm-hmm.
and if we time this out over a three-year period and making payments on it, potentially, if I'm doing my pencil the right direction, we would be able to potentially have two firefighters out of that money on the streets, well, plus could, have the money.
You could certainly have two, and if we could find some way to squeeze something else, we might even be able to squeeze that into three firefighters. So it's definitely the options and the way you're going to look at the purchase and see what the best way to do is, let him get the numbers, he and Mary get the numbers together, and
correct.
And
if the interest rate, it would behoove of us, if we're getting a 1 or 2% interest rate with the economy the way it is,
yeah.
I'm looking at the biggest bang we can get for our buck.
Yeah, we could find a problem with that,
I'll guarantee you could easily get two firefighters out of that, no question. So that sounds great. Okay, well, let's move on then. Is there anything else, Chief, that you need?
Nope, I'm all done.
Okay, well, thank you. Jim Stevens, are you available?
Wait a minute. Can we clarify on this last one? Are you agreeing to him looking into a medic?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, we're doing Deputy Carter. We're not. Oh,
Mr. Chairman, Deputy Carter from the Sheriff's Office is on the line, and if you don't mind him doing a report.
Yeah, he's not on the agenda. Yeah, could you go ahead there, Deputy?
Well, good evening, and I guess Happy New Year to all.
Good evening. Hope you have a good holidays there and everything. Everybody's well.
Well, thank you. Well, I'll make this quick. So this report is going to be from December 15th to January 13th of 2021. We had 821 calls of service for that month. We had 57 reports made out of those runs and 13 arrests. We had 21 related drug-related offenses during that month period, and again, with the way it's all mapped out, we had 15 of those came from Jackson Pike, the jail facility, and then we had on December 25th, one on Georgesville Road, one on Harrisburg Pike on January 1st, which was an overdose, one on Sullivan and Dixie Court, January 7th, one on Dover Road on December 17th. That was also an overdose. Brown Leaf Road, January 5th, an overdose. One on Richter Road, January 1st, also an overdose. So obviously, we had a few overdoses in that month, during that month's time. Three burglaries, one on Eakin Road, December 30th, one on Philippi Road, December 22nd, one on Georgesville Road, January 8th. We had 9 stolen vehicles, 2 on Knob Hill, one on December 17th, one on January 10th. Geneva Court, January 10th. On Westport Road, be January 7th. We had 2 of them on West Broad Street, December 18th and December 28th. 2 on Georgesville Road, December 28th and 23rd. We had 1 off of Nationwide, December 26th. With that, I want to remind everyone just to please don't just start your cars, get them warmed up, and walk back inside. When you do that, that gives perfect opportunity for bad guys to take your car. So when you start them up, please stay out with them. I know it's cold.
Great idea. Continuing then, we had two recovered vehicles. One on Emmett, December 29th, one on Richter on January 1st.
You can't hear us.
We had four weapon-related runs, December 25th, West Broad Street, one in Valley View that township covered, December 26th, Dover Road, December 17th, one on Harrisburg Pike, January 7th. We had two robberies, one in Valley View, December 26th, one on Dover Road, December 17th. And we had a total of 9 thefts throughout Franklin Township during that month's time.
Dover Road, too.
I do have a couple of... traffic-related complaints that I'll start looking into. I believe also Mr. Potts sent me an email about heavy equipment traveling down I believe it was Brown Road.
Big Run.
I am going to get...
It was Big Run.
I apologize. Big Run. I have to get with weight enforcement involved in taking a look at that. So I'll be following up with that on Monday. Just to kind of put you, give you the information that I have. And that is all I have for this evening.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes.
With hearing what we've hearing about not leaving your vehicles running, I would like to extend that to our body of people with township equipment, that we do not let our equipment just be running to warm up on it unattended.
Okay.
There is an ORC code that does allow deputies and officers, if you do see a car running, we can literally take the keys of the car. I'm just trying to come up with other ideas to prevent vehicle thefts. This time of year, it's pretty bad, and the way society's kind of going in the direction, I only see it only picking up more.
Yeah.
It's almost not a crime anymore.
So that's all I have.
So with that,
I think what Fleshman may be talking about is our road equipment and police equipment and things of that nature. Is that what you're talking about, John?
Yes, sir. Well, any equipment that we have that does not have a fail-safe system in it, where the police cars, if someone was to get in and it was running, they can't go nowhere because of the system that's set in it. So any vehicle that we have for not just the road department, but we also have our building department, any department that has got any vehicles that are currently being used or equipment, we can't just leave them sit and run, even if they're just outside for out of their sight. They have to be in it in order to do that. So I'd ask for a resolution that would state that that we would not permit any vehicles to be started for any reason without unattended.
Right.
I'll just add here. I know that a lot of our vehicles are left unattended and running. That is a practice so that they can jump in and drive and pursue if need be. So I think before, if we were to do any of that, we should really sit down and discuss with particularly our police department to make sure that, you know, that wouldn't impact anything or our fire department or anyone else. So I think we probably should just sit tight and hold on that until we have that discussion.
Bob was going to say the same thing. I'm not sure, and I think before we do that, John, we do need to check and see what the laws, state laws and things like that are, because it just seems to be totally common practice. And I don't think that the state and everything would totally allow everyone to do that, because you never see an officer pull up and turn his engine off. It just don't happen. I don't know why or anything, but before we start, you know, doing some of those things, I think we need to do a little investigation just to see what the rules and laws are. I would agree with you on that, Mr. Allen.
Sure. And I can concur on that exactly, but where I'm going at is obviously the police. I was not putting them in the same mix because of the ability to disengage if someone was to try to steal it. They wouldn't be able to, even if they was able to get in. But
I know exactly what you're getting at. I just don't know what the
Yeah, if I could finish, sir. The responsibility of the board to assure the equipment that we that the taxpayers pay for, it's very vital that we make sure that we do our due diligence to make sure that we don't put this equipment at risk if someone was to steal it and then harm someone or et cetera. So with that said, we can just talk about that at another date. And go from there.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that we can easily, get with the chief and fire and police chief and see what the rules are. I don't know. I have no clue what, but I know there has to be some sort of rules because an officer don't pull up and turn his engine off, nor does a firefighter. So I think we need to check into it before we make any decision. Okay, we'll go on then. Let's see, the deputy, he's done. Jim Stevens, I guess you're up now.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
First of all, I want to congratulate the board for the reorganization, and I definitely want to thank Trustee Alex for last year, the way that he operated the meetings and everything ran so smoothly. He worked real hard to do that, but we really appreciate everything he did last year. I know... Trustee Fleshman, where you were kind of headed with this last discussion, please rest assured that your road department, we're doing everything we can now to make sure that keys and vehicles running and things like that outside the shop, we're getting that all taken care of.
Sure.
The only thing I really had on the agenda was we had the bids that came in for the dump truck that we have out there for sealed, we were taking sealed bids on.
Yeah.
And Administrator Potts was the one who was accepting those bids. He has some that he has there in his office. The question I've got is, we had it on the posting that we were going to be opening these bids on January 7th, and then you guys decided to go ahead and move it to January 14th.
Mm-hmm.
We had some bids that were turned in after the 7th, and I just want to make sure that those are accepted or however the board wants to take care of that.
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yes, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask that we accept those bids due to the fact that every bid is sealed. We have no idea who bidded what. Due to the circumstances of 2021's meeting timelines, our meetings have been changed to a different time schedule, the calendar days, versus what it was looking at it in 2022. So therefore, the meeting date would have fell earlier versus now we're having it later. With that said, I would just ask that we include all bids since they are sealed and we don't know what they are, but we're getting ready to know. So with your okay, that we would include all bids.
Yeah, well, I agree. Actually, Mr. Fleshman, we kind of agreed to do that at the last meeting since this is the first public meeting of the year. You recall me saying that, and I think we actually agreed to do just that tonight anyway, open, whatever, except all the bids is what we decided to do, so. Okay, so I'm fine with that. Mr. Alec, do you have a problem with it?
Sorry, I was on mute. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
So I guess at this time, if it's okay, we would ask Administrator Potts to go ahead and open up the bids.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Mr. Chairman, I'm here with Robin and Mary from the fiscal office and Chief Smith. I'm opening up the first bid. It is from Smith Equipment and Truck Sales. Sealed bid for 2008 Ford F-550 dump truck with snowplow is $10,733.33. First bid. Second bid. Second bid from a Tom Braun, it looks like, $4,000. So the winning bid right now is that $10,733 bid first. Third one opening, it's from a Robert Daniels. He says, I own All American Masonry. I am interested in the Ford dump truck. I think it's worth $5,500, and he lists his information. So the bid's $5,500 for that one. Fourth bid. It says it's from Rudy with a phone number, and it says the bid is $10,000. Next bid is from Jennifer Reeser, $4,510. The next bid received is from a Joshua Solis. My offer is $3,600. And the final bid is from a Ralph Wolf, $6,000.
So your first one, the 1033 or whatever it was the high bid, I guess, wasn't it?
First one from Smith Equipment and Truck Sales, 2025 Harmon Avenue, Steve Smith, is $10,733.33.
Okay. Good deal. Yeah. Well, I guess that's the one we'd go with. I guess I'll ask the board for a resolution for the truck, whatever it is, Jim, Ford F-550, correct? Yeah. For a price of $10,733, what was the exact number, Mark?
$10,733.33. 10733.33.
Can you hear me, Mark?
He's muted.
Oh, is he? Oh, okay.
Hang on. Okay. There he is.
Did you hear everything? Okay. Did you hear all the bids I opened up?
Yes.
Okay.
I did hear at the end. Chairman was asking her to repeat the final total so he can make a resolution.
The final total is $10,733.33.
Okay. That would be the one I'm asking for a resolution on. And, Mark, you can give them the name of the vendor or the purchaser there with the resolution. So I would ask for a resolution to sell it to Smith something, whatever it is there, Mark.
Steve Smith at Smith Equipment and Truck Sales.
Okay. $10,733.33. And I'd ask for a second on that.
I will
second.
Okay. We have resolution and a second. Going to have a roll call, Robin.
The resolution number is 2021-009.
Oh, let me move this over.
Okay, the resolution number is 2021-009, and the roll call is Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you.
So Mr. Stevens will be calling this gentleman tomorrow to set up, having them come and pick it up and make the payment.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jim. I think that went for a little bit more than I thought it was going to, and certainly worth that much.
I'm pretty pleased with that.
Yeah, I am too, actually. Okay, is there anything else?
No, thank you, gentlemen. That's all I got right now.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Have a good
day.
Yep. Okay, on the agenda we have Ari Alex. I see you've got labor negotiations with Franklin Township firefighters. So do you want to comment on that?
Yes, so we got our notice served by local 1441, the fire union, to start negotiations. That is standard practice. They notified the State Employee Relation Board, CERB, which also sent a notice that they have received that. We have a little less than 2 months to negotiate the next contract here. So I want to just bring that to the board's attention. We should be forming a trustee committee to come to the table and sit down with the union's representatives to discuss any of the issues. So I wanted to bring that to the board's attention that came through and that we should act on that by forming a negotiating committee.
Okay. Do you have a committee that you want to form?
Chief Welch usually sits on that, and then, you know, I think Mark Potts, being the administrator, would sit on that, and then traditionally we would have a trustee sit on that as well with three representatives there. You know, I'm happy to do it. I don't know if any of the other, you know, if you or John wants to sit on it. Only one of us can sit on it, so we don't have a public violation, but I think with Mark and Chief Welch on that committee, you know, that's a good start. So I just wanted to bring that up, see if there's anyone else. Otherwise, I'd be glad to volunteer to do it.
Mr. Chairman?
Okay. Yes, sir.
I would, I had the support of the fire department the last time I ran for office. So since we're negotiating on a contract, I prefer to pass on that.
Okay. I understand.
Mr. Chair, can I make a suggestion? This is Mary.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mary.
I'm concerned somewhat with having appearance of self-dealing when we have a director of a department negotiating a contract that they also benefit from. I suggest because of the it's going to be a tough negotiation because of our budget, and before they thought we had about $2 million more in our total budget than we did, so there will need to be some difficult discussions, and I suggest that we have a negotiating attorney. We did put money into the budget for that, and that way we can have some expertise as well as some non-biased as far as, you know, negotiations, and have someone who understands the law regarding this. That's a suggestion, and I think that might be wise based on also what we're doing, what's happening with audit and some of the concerns.
Well, this is Ari. I'll be frank. There's no way I'm spending $30,000 to bring a union-busting attorney in here to screw our hard-working firefighters. That's just a bad precedent for our fire department, for the police department, and our roads crew as they negotiate their contracts. I think that we have the ability with our administrator, our fire chief, and one of the trustees to do that. I have been a professional union organizer
and have worked for labor unions, understand how to negotiate a contract. That will be reviewed by our attorney to make sure that there is no problem there. And I think, you know, us bringing additional, you know, an additional firm in here or even spending the resources to do that means we'll end up spending $30,000 there, which could be money going to our firefighters.
Well, let me say that I think that there's an issue with what we have done in the past. We would have been not had any money at the end of this last year on several contracts that have been negotiated. And I think we need to look at these in a more a budgetary focus as well as trying to do what's best for the employees. But we have done some comparisons with other townships with similar organization style, and we are way above with benefits from any that I can see.
Well, that's malarkey. That's not true. Our firefighters are still some of the lowest paid and have the lowest benefits in the region.
That's wrong. That's
malarkey, Mary. I'm sorry. Our folks have been getting screwed for years. This was the first raise that they got in this contract in over a decade. Like, we cannot continue to screw these firefighters and EMS workers that are going out there and putting their lives. They're hemorrhaging. They're leaving our township because of practices like this, because they know that every time they want to do something good for our community, they get shot down and they get attacked by the fiscal office and others in the community. Like, we have got to stand up and defend our firefighters.
We have to also take care of our residents' money in the proper format, and I believe that we are not having unbiased negotiations, as you've clearly just demonstrated.
Okay.
If I may.
Okay.
So this is all new to me, and I heard what Trustee Alex has had to say. I heard what our fiscal department had to say. And from what I'm hearing, it seems like right away out of the gate that it was going to be a negative thing for the fire department. My question is, if we're not paying them enough and we had a non-biased person looking at this, they may suggest that we pay more. I don't know. We've never done this before. I don't know why we would assume the worst right away. I'm always open for discussion on this. I don't know if this is something that we want to come back together, get some information, and talk about it so that we all understand what this means, because I really have never experienced working with something like this. But I would not be for a negative towards our fire department, but I would like to see if where we are from a standpoint of a non-biased person to give us a logistics. And just as Trustee Alex has said, they have been underpaid. This would give us a great idea and a forecast to look at where we're at, not to necessarily use it against them. And I don't think that that's something that that was meant tonight, that they would look at that as against.
Yeah, that was a negative for it, yeah. And I understand that. That's definitely the kind of situation that you get that could have some hard feelings. I've been through several of them in my lifetime, too, Mr. Alex. And if there's any concessions or anything like that made, it's never a popular thing. And I don't know. I have no clue, but I do know that there's could be some questions asked if you have a staff of people on the committee that could be viewed or construed as being biased toward one party or the other, one party being our firefighters and the other being company people. And I think if it were ever really challenged in a court of law, that we would be in not doing things according to the law. I don't know. I can't look, think of the term I'm trying to use, but everything has to be in a biased situation in order to make the proper decisions. And I have no clue what the proper decisions are. And I don't know how in the world that a person would actually find out with a certain amount of money and a certain amount of employees there in today's world. It used to be fairly easy. You could do and just click right on through the things and have a percentage of, you know, to say, hey, you know, looks like we got 10%. Money left over to do this or to do that. I don't even have a clue right now of what you could do to make it a, you know, a viable situation for all concerned, really.
Well, it's honestly more than 50% of our budget, and without having someone, when you're talking over $5 million, nearly $6 million, we really need some advice on this, I think. We need fiscal input. We need to have budgetary input.
Yeah, and from that aspect, I definitely don't disagree with you. We do need to have something. I don't know what the real solution. Here's what I think probably we need to do. This is totally my opinion. We have 60 days approximately. I'll talk just a brief look at the guidelines there, 60 days. I think we probably need to start digging up some information. I don't know. And be in a position to kind of bring that back and let's talk about it here in the next couple of weeks or something. I don't know. But I do know this, that probably there should be definitely an unbiased party. I don't know, I guess representing the people.
Okay.
I mean, they have, the people have no representation other than the trustees, basically. And from my standpoint and from my view on the law, the letter of the law is the reason that the trustees are put in place anyway is to... is to protect the taxpayers' money. I think that should be our number one concern. And do
I mean, if we want to talk about protecting the taxpayer money, then why do we just waste it and hire another assistant when we already have a part-time assistant, a contractor, a full-time assistant, and all these other positions in the administration?
Because we're talking millions of dollars.
Well. I don't, that's what I'm saying, Ari. It's not a fun thing to try to deal with, and I don't know, but all the contracts I've ever dealt with, and they've been all Teamster contracts, which is not that far off from what the type of contracts we have now. Actually, these contracts that we have now when, from the municipal workers and things like that, they're absolutely, totally more lavish than any Teamster contract I've ever seen. I can tell you that right now.
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Yeah.
I would ask that we would be able to table this and move on, and that the board can you know, come together at a later date and see exactly which way we want to do when we get enough information. I have no idea what it cost if we had a person that was to look at this. So, to me, we could sit here all night and it gets frustrating and we are already in past the 8 o'clock hour. But if, all right, we're detective, we can move on.
Yeah, you know, so that was on, you know, I figured if it has some... You know, it's not a fun thing to talk about. This is probably one of the worst things that you have to do with trying to do a trustee thing is when you're dealing with other people's money. Like, it's not fun, that's for sure.
Well, so you would make a recommendation what, that we would do what? Table this for a...
For a later discussion.
Yeah, we need to move on this 60 days. It's not very long, as Alex knows there, so...
Mr. Chairman, my recommendation would be that if we take a look at this after the upcoming holiday and the board can come together, if we could get Administrator Potts to get some information together, and then we can formally come together and be able to talk amongst ourselves with this in a meeting, an open meeting.
Okay. Well, that would be
fine. Trustee Alex, can we talk of this in a... This is in, has to be in an open meeting, correct?
If we're discussing negotiations, it doesn't have to be. But if we are discussing about hiring someone to handle the negotiations, then that should be a public meeting.
So my recommendation would be this, if this sounds correct, if we come together in the next week or so, and if we have an idea what the local union is asking of the body, I think it, before we start making aspirations of, you know, what we're going to do, I have been through negotiations with them in tough times, and it blew me away, and I'll remember this today. They came in, the gentleman slid a piece of paper across the table and says, we just want to keep our firemen working. As Trustee Alex had mentioned, they went, I believe, longer than 7 years without a raise. They just wanted to keep their jobs and keep moving. So I think that what we're doing is getting a lot of tension here when we don't need to. I would love to hear exactly what they are looking at a table and do that next week, and then we can determine what we want to do.
That sounds fine to me, sir. And probably that's the best route to take, probably, and get a little view and try to keep people's nerves and tempers down as much as possible. It's not a fun thing to have to deal with, for sure. So
a lot of people are very passionate about what they do. No fault to anyone for...
Oh, absolutely not. I like I said, and I've told a lot of people this, the type of job they have and what the, how do you measure their value and this, that, and the other. You can only measure your value as to the amount of money that you can afford to pay them. And it's pretty, it's no big secret. The biggest thing is trying to figure out how much you can afford to pay them. And that's no easy chore in itself. But I know this, that with the amount of money, when you got more going out than you have coming in, then you've got major problems there. So that's something that has to be dealt with. And I'd say, yeah, go ahead. And if we want to go ahead and just make a motion to and set a time or whatever, John, you want to try to set a time for us to try to have a little information back?
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe this would call for a motion. I believe you would call for a meeting of next week if you find out what everyone's availability is.
Okay. Just have a special meeting.
That would be correct, sir.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm in favor of doing that. You are too, I guess, John. So let's do that. Do we know what our schedules are next week
Can we just have Mark follow up and get a date? Because I think, like, Ron Delosier and Welch should be, like, we should just have, like, make sure that everyone's available. So Mark can follow up with folks.
Okay, that sounds fine, Mark. So would you take care of that, please?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, let's move on then. Okay. Okay, John, you got an item there, old clothing donation dumpster.
Yes. Well, I had another thing on the minute, but Chairman, you've already, about the past minutes, but you've already commented on that, so I'm going to cross that off the list. Also, we have the dumpsters out front, and gentlemen, I wanted to talk about that. We originally seven, 8 years ago, had a resolution to put the dumpster out there, and it was to collect clothes. And then we had another resolution to the cardboard for the recycle one. We currently have three now recycle ones next to each other, and we have one of the ones that collects clothes that the company was sold. No one seems to return calls. They do not pick up that dumpster. They do not use that dumpster. So the dumpster has actually been moved to the back of the property. What there's two things here. One, with the white dumpster that was to pick up the clothes and et cetera, that business evidently doesn't exist anymore. The previous owner said, hey, I sold it to someone else. That person has been in contact. No one seems to want to come get it. I would like to make a resolution that we would be able to donate that to a local, even like Jordan's Crossing. They would probably be able to use it for recycle, not recycle, but for any type of donations that they have at their facility. But I don't know for sure, Mark, what more we have to do to try to see if we can find who actually has ownership of this.
Yeah, Mr. Fleshman, Chairman Horn, the number on the side of that dumpster I called, the gentleman who answered told me I sold that company years ago, and in the contract they were supposed to take my number off of all of the dumpsters. So he told me he told me who it was. I tried to call that company. Emails got returned. Never got any phone calls. So they were never coming out to actually. They were never coming out to actually pick up the clothing. So people were just throwing it around. So actually, what we did was that dumpster is sitting back behind one of the barns here on the grounds. Is a way because it was just turning into a mess. We had to, it was, so what I could do is reach out to our legal counsel and just find out what we have to do to take ownership of that since no one's claiming it, no one seems to know whose it is. And then once that's settled, maybe we can look at, you know, the board could look at donating it to someone.
Now, if it's left on your property unclaimed for a period of time, then you're allowed to take ownership on it, but I don't know what the time period is, Mark, on so anything of this. And that has been out there, that dumpster has been out there for a long time, hasn't it, John?
Yes, we've had that of 8 years that I'm aware of, if not longer.
Yeah, I think it's been there a lot longer than that, too. Okay, well, we'll check into that and find out then a little further there. Something that's going to be a mystery to find out, I guess.
And Mr. Chairman, we'll move. If I may continue, yeah. I still have more.
Oh, yeah, okay, go ahead.
So with the three dumpsters that we have now currently out front for the cardboard and recyclables, I would like the board to entertain the idea of us moving those to back when you turn between Jim's building where his office is and the fire department and go into the gravel, that we would put them along the fence row there that would be on the east side of the property, so when you would turn the corner you'd be facing them and people could still drop off versus having them in the front right there where it doesn't look so pleasant for the township to have those in that area.
Right. Yeah. One thing, I thought about, have had the same thought that you did on that, I guess. And I've always just kind of backed off it. And the reason I have is, coming in and out, like when I was in the office there today, there's a lady who came in. She was emptying her recyclables and so forth and so on, so she had to swing on back towards the buildings, the utility buildings back there and make her turn around and everything. And I've always thought, well, the more people, public, that we get back there drifting around, the more danger there is for someone maybe getting injured or gets a car hit or something like that. So I've never said anything about it, but I guess before we move them, we probably need to consider something like that, John. I don't disagree. I don't like where they're at either, really.
And my second question is, why do we have three when we have a resolution for one?
Don't know. I don't know.
You know, so that, I'd love to hear from Trustee Alex what his opinion would be on that.
Well, I think the recyclable bins are put in there by Sweco, aren't they, R.A.? Do you know about that?
I don't know, and honestly, I don't have an opinion about this, guys.
Yeah, okay. All righty, well, we'll get some...
If I may, are we tabling this until you take a look at this, or...
Yeah, probably. I don't think anybody's got a true answer right now.
No,
on it. Maybe we can get... Let's get with Jim Stevens and Mark, and we'll kind of browse around, me or you or whatever, and get out there and see if we can figure out what serves us better, you know?
Okay, so what I'll do is just put this on the agenda for the next our next meeting, and all of us would have a chance to take a look at department heads that this would have
been. Yep, and that way maybe we can decide where to put them at. Sounds like a plan to me. All righty, sir. Let's see who else we have now. We have John. We got him. Okay, Ralph. I've got, I need a resolution. I'd like to ask for a resolution to employ township attorney, what's his name? I can't remember his name now.
Pete Greggs.
Yeah, Pete Greggs, for annual basis. For the year 2021 at the same pay rates that he currently has. And I'd ask, for a second on that.
I'll second.
For what's budgeted?
Okay, second by Mr. Alex. Could I have a vote, please?
Ralph.
Roll call, Robin.
Mm-hmm. Ralph.
I'm sorry.
She's muted.
Okay.
Oh, where is she?
Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you. And that's resolution 2021-010.
Okay. Now, the only other new thing that we have to refresh for 2021 is resolution to set the regular meeting times at 6:30 p.m. on the stated dates that we have available there. Robin, you have those dates. Could you just add them to the resolution thing?
You already did the resolution on dates.
If I could have a discussion
the calendar,
on that, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, I'm listening.
I understand that we moved the dates so they're on the off week of the payroll so that they have time to be able to do the payroll. With additional person coming in, I'd like to hear from Mary if we're able to put those dates back to where we have had them for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And then, too, once we are able to come back together and congregate, we're able to sign the checks and et cetera, so it makes life a lot easier for everyone.
Correct.
Am I on? Can you hear
yes.
me?
Okay.
I would
yes.
suggest leaving the calendar as it is. You accepted the calendar in a previous meeting. The only thing we're changing here is the time. And
okay.
and if it doesn't work out, we're willing to change later.
Okay. So
that makes sense.
What I would do is second that. Also, I would make a recommendation that we look at our calendar come maybe in June if we all get to back together again.
Sounds good to me. All right, sir. Okay, I believe, okay, Ms. Reinhart, looks like you,
you have call an order, call the question.
Yeah, that's what I'm done. Question is, she wants a purchase order process and approval.
No, I'm sorry. Chairman, we just need for the prior resolution to have a call.
Okay.
The 6:30
time. And that would be the amendment. Is that the amendment?
No, this amendment. Is, you need to, for the prior, setting the regular meeting time to 6:30, you need to have the roll call.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I've moved on. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, the roll call, the time would be 6:30, so I guess we'll need a vote on that. So I'm asking a vote on that, second on that.
I've already seconded that, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, that's right. I'd ask Robin for...
Yes. Go ahead, Robin.
Roll call, yeah.
Okay, so are we doing a vote, or are we doing...
Yes, they've seconded.
Okay.
Roll call.
Okay. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, Ms. Reinhardt, you see on number 7 there, do you have the agenda in front of you?
I'm going to do the time. I am going to ask for the purchase order process and approval to be the next regular meeting. And secondly, the resolution regarding 2020-167, I would like to put that on the agenda for the next special meeting. It should be very brief.
Okay. Okay. We don't need a vote on that, do we?
No.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you. So, the last thing on the agenda is resolution, Mark Potts. Would you want to read your resolution that you need there?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. As you know, in the past, we've the township's worked with Central Ohio Community Improvement Corporation, otherwise known as COSIC, or the land bank, to receive properties. I found another property on Wynwood Avenue. That property is parcel number 140-007405-00. And what the resolution prepared by legal counsel says, a resolution approving and authorizing the execution of conveyance documents associated with property transfer to the township by Central Ohio Community Improvement Corporation. And what it's saying is that the board approves the transfer and conveyance of this property, and it shall appoint on behalf of the board one of the three trustees. So if you could just say which trustee would sign to execute these documents, and then once that's done, we will add that. So which trustee would like to sign off on these documents?
Well, I don't know. I had done them for a while there. I think Ari had been doing them this year, hadn't you, Ari?
Yeah. Ralph, I think as chair, you should just take over.
Yeah, okay. That sounds fine.
So you can just...
You can
just
go ahead.
So in that resolution, we'll just say Trustee Horn to execute such documents regarding conveyance to the township for this particular property.
That's,
would you like to move
fine.
That resolution, Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Yes. And I'd ask for a second.
I will second that.
Well. Okay, could I ask for a roll call?
Ralph?
Yes.
John? John?
Yes.
Did you get me?
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
And the only other thing I just wanted to mention is Monday is the Martin Luther King Day, and the Township Hall office will be closed per the schedule, and it being a federal holiday. So,
is that next week, Mark?
It's this coming Monday.
This Monday.
The 18th is Martin Luther King Day, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. All righty, let's see, I think I have one thing here I may have forgotten to bring to the board. I noticed that I have the note here, the little yellow sticky note that you gave me today, Mary, and
I've got everything covered on that, except I just noticed that attorney for the BWC for a new case.
That was canceled. I asked to have that transferred to the next meeting because it's not a priority at the moment.
Okay. So I'll table that then. Okay.
Yes, thanks.
All righty. Well, we'll go ahead. I think that's all that's on the agenda. So we'll go ahead and ask Mark if you want to check and see if we have any questions from any residents or anyone.
I noticed Robin has her hand up, and Amanda had asked if she could ask a question. So if you'd like to recognize them now, they can ask their questions. I know Robin typed her question and Amanda typed a question, so maybe if they want to just ask that now to the full board, if it's okay with you, Mr. Chairman.
You mean Robin Chaney?
I believe so, yes.
Robin Chaney, okay. Okay, and Amanda, okay. Yeah, you can go ahead and ask your questions, whoever you want to get on there, Mark.
Okay. Go ahead then, Robin.
Okay, I was just wondering why our fire truck is being taken and moved to Frank Road, and it wasn't discussed with the trustees. And how does somebody apply for the job?
What was the second question there? I didn't understand something about a job.
I was wondering how somebody would apply for the new assistant fiscal.
Oh.
Yeah, just see Mark.
Or it's through the fiscal office.
Yes, Robin, anyone can apply through my email, which should be on the website.
Oh, so it's not going to be advertised anywhere?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I just haven't done that yet because obviously I didn't know if I was going to be doing it.
Okay.
Now, just settle up with Mary there then. I guess she's going to take care of the apps there, Robin. Now, from a standpoint of the fire engine, really, you need clarification from Chief Welch on that as to the nobody's actually going to be losing what you say, really losing anything. They're going to be, I don't know what you're going to call it on the fire department, you're going to be playing Russian roulette for the trucks and moving them around and trying to figure out what we can do. The Chief as working and for example your Columbus Fire Station there on Sullivan and then you have Prairie too, you know, he works with them with the mutual agreement type situation to have people available on board for a fire and things like that, you know. And so he's trying to play with these schedules right now. The best I can answer, he probably is going home for now, but whatever. But best I can answer, he's trying to play shuffleboard or whatever you want to call it with the equipment and help that he has. But even with not having one of our trucks at all on Sullivan there, Jim would be in better shape, really, from the standpoint of a fire truck, Robin, because he does have availability to the Columbus station there on Sullivan, you know, and Prairie. It's not like he don't tell anybody and say we need to share, you know what I mean. So that's the best answer I can give to you right now, and I guess if you want a total clarification on it,
Mr. Chair,
he's trying to operate and everything, you could probably just give him a call down at the Sullivan Avenue office there, you know what I mean.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
If I could comment on this, I can clear this up real easy.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
Robin, one of the reasons that they moved the fire truck from the Sullivan Road down is the fact that they have mutual aid and there are more Columbus stations in and around that area and down into the area Frank Road. There is no stations close by that would help and render in any type of a fire if we were using them for mutual aid that they would run on it. So the response times is what it comes down to.
Okay, because my understanding was that they were going to close that and the city would be taking the runs over there. So I'm just confused.
Well, see, we have what is called mutual aid, and for years you've heard how many runs that we've taken for the city of Columbus and et cetera. In the south end, there's not any engine departments in that area. So that's why we put an engine and a medic down in that area and a medic up in your area. I'm going to call it your area since it's Sullivan Avenue. But yet you still have Prairie. You have within a half mile of the station, there is a Columbus fire. So they would be running in our area. For once, we would be utilizing their services as they've utilized our services.
Right. You really, on the big trucks, Robin, you have availability of several out there. Pleasant Township even has a fire truck, too. I don't know if you knew that or not. The operational trucks, what I mean. And,
what are you talking
about? And of course, Prairie and so forth and so on. Columbus has got the Sullivan. You've got the Columbus Big Station up on Rome Hill Road there, and I don't know. So there's a good bit of fire equipment around in your general proximity, and just like Harry says, there is none down here. So that's essentially pretty much the way everything has always been, Robin, on that. So that part of the service, per se, hadn't really changed. You know what I mean? He's trying to keep it as close to what's normal as he can, and so that's the reason you've got the switching around and everything, you know. Does that make sense?
I understand that, but that's not the way it was put out for when the levy was being pushed to be approved.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, I didn't know that, Robin.
That's what Rob said.
I'm sorry for the misunderstanding there. I didn't put it out. I don't know who did, to tell you the truth about it, you know. So, okay, how's everybody doing over your way? Pretty good?
Yeah, guy died in his front yard about a month ago.
Oh, my God.
Yep, I heard about that. All righty, well, good talking to you. Tell Tim I said hi.
I will, thanks.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, any other questions in the room?
I had a question. No, I think you had a man there, didn't you?
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I report this correctly. So, Mary, can you just confirm how many employees will the fiscal office have now? And I know, like we talked a lot about budget tonight and, like, resources for, like how much the budget for each department can afford for employees. So I just wanted to, like, confirm that. So, like, you guys have, like, budget to support, like, the staff and you know, like, just confirm all of that, if you don't mind.
If I can make an easy comparison, because people were talking about number of firemen and so forth, our total for our staff is less than one fireman for a year. So, and I also did some research to check out other similar-sized townships. And with $9.5 million, for example, which was the closest one that has an administrator, has a fiscal officer and two assistants. And we have multiple 10 years of problems that we're trying to fix. And if it comes at some point in a year, maybe, that it seems like we don't, I will be fiscally responsible and look at that position again. But I do know for sure we need it for at least a year.
Okay. And then can you just confirm, so will you just confirm, like, the different staff members that you'll have and what their titles are, just to make sure, because I know you guys talked about, like Jeff is going to leave, and then the temporary agency people you're using. So I just want to make sure I understand it correctly.
Okay, well, the fiscal office is a totally separate, like a separate entity in a sense, in that...
Mary?
Yes?
Could I interrupt you just a little bit?
Sure.
I want to try to get the meeting over with. Maybe if you and... is there anyone else that we need to let talk for anything, Mark? That way Mary and Amanda can just talk privately after.
Mark?
Yeah, that's fine.
Would that be okay?
Yeah, Mary, okay. I'll just email you. Is that okay?
Yes, for the public's sense, too, that there are two fiscal office assistants, fiscal officer assistants, and a part-time financial or fiscal officer, which is, my position is supposed to be part-time, but obviously I work at least twice as much as anybody. So we really need at least those two positions. So they're both called assistant fiscal officers per the statute.
Okay.
And that is defined in the statute, all their duties and so forth as well. Thank you for asking. And the other position you're talking about is under administration.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's all right. No problem, Amanda. Thank you. All right. Is there any further questions that you can see, Mark?
Mark.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Blevins has a question.
Oh, I do, Mark. Can you hear me, Mark?
Yeah, we can hear you fine, Mike.
Okay, I want to play by the rules that were set in place, and I can do it in 1 minute. I just want to talk uninterrupted for 1 minute. I wanted to talk about the minutes, but I don't want to talk about that any longer. I want to talk to Mary Reinhart. I want you to know that I heard you bring up in your 2020 budget about the 37% of the pay for the township's insurance and benefit package and things like that. You brought that up in the budget meeting. You were never questioned on it. You brought it up tonight, and you were bullied and attacked, and I have been on the other end of that attack, and no one should go through that. And so as a township resident, I want to apologize to you that you were put through that tonight, and it's embarrassing to the township, and no one should represent this township that acts that way in a public meeting. With that, I'll hang up. Thank you for your time.
Okay, is there anything further, Mark?
I have a question.
Okay.
I'm speaking something totally different. But several meetings ago, you know, we talked about the trash and then the consortium and whatever. And, you know, every time you're like, well, we had to give back to SWACO. And I just got my bill, and I obviously paid it. I just need to know, where is our trash going? Because I know I'm good for the next 3 months. But in this 3 months, do I need to start looking for somebody new? What's going to happen with this? That's just my question at this point in time.
Who is this?
It's just Janet Ward.
Oh, well, hi, Janet. I thought your voice sounded... nothing. Just the same. As far as I've heard, there's nothing new and nothing different, Janet.
So my bill keeps going up. When are we going to figure out whether we're going to be in a consortium, or find somebody else? It's just keeping going up and up, just like everything else.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Get into something that says that we're going to have set prices for so long. When is this going to happen?
I don't know. I haven't personally got into it, but what I can hear, it's not there yet. The consortiums aren't really set and ready to run yet. And so from a standpoint, I mean, you from, a period of 2 or 3 years ago, we haven't had any contract with local for
a few years now, at least two, maybe three. So,
correct.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you want to. Okay,
if
go ahead.
If I can find somebody tomorrow, I don't want to sit there and in 6 months or, two, or 3 months say, oh, I'm sorry, I got to cancel you.
Here's what I would do. Here's what I intend to do. I'm not going to tell you to do anything that I'm not going to do. What I'm going to do is not even worry about it till the end of this year and see if there's anything comes up between now and then, you'll know it. If not, don't worry about it. I mean, that's my take on it. And if you have, for some reason, you want to have, you know, change carriers, one thing you're going to find out, I believe, the open market there, that local is still not much, but they're still cheaper than most of them are. I know their nearest competitor is Rumpke, and they're still a couple bucks cheaper, you know, local as than Rumpke is. So, point being, I guess, if you want to try to get somebody else, you know, you have no contract with local. We don't. Nobody in the township has a contract with local. It's a simple
fact.
Okay,
years ago when we had to start going into this, where everybody had to get the same carrier, right before that, I had contracted with a new carrier, and then within a couple months, I had to cancel. I don't want to go through that again, but I keep hearing that we're supposed to be getting in it, but now you're saying that the consortium's not even created. I'm done talking about it. Thank you.
Yeah, well, there's nothing changed on it. I'll just put it that way. You know what I mean, Janet? It is what it is right now, and there's nothing changed. And if I hear anything, I'll contact you, okay?
Thank you.
Uh-huh, thanks a lot. Okay, well, nothing further then.
Chairman, if I may, real quick. When it comes to the trash, I think Trustee Alex would be one of the first ones to go to, because I know he was working on the consortium. So if Janet would want to get with Trustee Alex, he may have more information on that.
Well, that could be. All righty. Well, nothing further. We're going to adjourn.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good night.
Have a good night.